Hey, this is Peter from Pain, and you're listening to Pumice Gobble, the podcast of Power Metal D.
Hell yeah. It's Marcel from the podcast Pumice Gobble, and this episode is in English because of our today's very special guest. I got to know this band for the first time with Psalms of Extinction, and it was acoustic love at first sight. This groove, this catchiness, and great balancing act between industrial and metal with great anthems. The band has been serving us wonderful strong albums for almost 30 years, and the head behind it is not only a producer and the frontman of an absolute death metal legend, but also the creative soul of Pain. And I'm extremely pleased that we have Peter Tedgren in front of the microphone with us today. Hey, Peter, nice to have you here.
Hey, great to be here. Thank you very much.
8 years ago, Coming Home, a sensational, typical Pain album was extremely enjoyable from start to finish. And 4 years later, the world was thrown into trouble by the pandemic for a long time, and no one had the opportunity to party. And then Pain came along with such a damn catchy, brilliant, and danceable metal anthem called Party in My Head, and is now back with a brand new album. And we are talking about I Am today. How far has the Pain sound developed in this time? What do you think?
Well, there's been a few albums in between these two releases. So, I mean, I did over the past 10 years, it was like two Hypocrisy, two Pain, two Lindemann, one Jolyn Turner. And then also, of course, I did a few productions. With this album, I don't know. Every time you make an album, it's the state of mind you're in at the moment when you create it, how you think, how you want things to be. On Coming Home, I was more into experimenting a lot with the acoustic guitars, orchestra, and things like that. And with this album, I wanted to be more back to industrial, more punchy, good rhythm kind of music. A painting, I would say. I wanted to go back to a little bit more brutal now.
To me, the new album seems more varied and multifaced than Coming Home. A kind of summary of three decades of Pain, I think. Was that a conscious decision, or did the high variability come more by chance?
I listened through Coming Home album all the way through before I started writing for the new album, except Party in My Head and Gimme Shelter that was already laying around. So the first song I did was actually Push the Pusher, because I guess that's how I saw I was missing in the Coming Home album. So every song I write on the new album, it has its own time, I think. And it's really more about, for me, like if you do a fast song, then I usually do a slow song afterwards. So I actually did I Am after, which is not a ballad, but the more darker, slower stuff. In the end, I wanted it to be more mechanical, so to speak, than the previous album. The previous album is very humanized and analog kind of feeling to it. And that's what I wanted then. And now I want this now. But if you go back in the catalog, 9 albums, they all sound very different from each other, I think, in a way of both productions and maybe songs as well. It's really hard for me to say what it is and what it isn't. I think it's better for people, you know, outside, because I'm so buried in the stuff, it's really hard to hear it clear.
And I really love the title, I Am. So how would you describe the musician Peter Tedgren and the private person Peter Tedgren? Are there any differences?
Not really. I mean, I sing what I want to sing that I have in my mind if I think something is wrong or something is good or whatever. So with Pain, I guess it becomes personal, because you want to sing something that matters to you. And if you're lucky, it matters to other people as well. And then they can relate to it. So I'm not different from anybody else when it comes to things, normal things. So I guess with the Party in My Head, people could relate because they were all stuck in the house and nobody really wanted to go out because everybody was paranoid to get the COVID and things like that. So maybe I hit a nerve and that's why it became a huge hit. So sometimes when you hit a nerve that people can relate to, you can get into it a little bit easier because you can relate.
And I think it's the right song at the right time at the moment, but also I like the artwork of I Am. You can be recognized on the artwork, but nevertheless, it's a very consumed self. What is the connection between the pretty good artwork and the songs on I Am?
I mean, I can't really talk about the cover artwork because it was highly, we gave him free hands to do it, you know? And you can always trust this guy. He comes up with something cool. And it felt like it represent all the different styles and things of me on the album, as well as you can see the face, you can see the pain head on one side. And yeah, so I think, because I played the song, the album for him while we were doing the photo shoots and stuff. And I guess he got a certain vision of how we saw the whole thing, so.
All right. Musically, there are such great anthems on the album. I think an overkill of hits, and it's more catchy than Coming Home. And honestly, I haven't been able to get Not For Sale out of my head for days. Would you not sell for anything in the world? What is unsaleable for you?
My soul.
Pretty nice.
I don't sell my soul to become big, you know, for nobody. I don't care who it is, not even my mom.
Honestly, the title of the opener, I Just Dropped By to Say Goodbye, irritated me a little bit. But you're not at the start with I Am to Say Goodbye, aren't you?
No, this is more about, you know, sometimes when you have enough of things, you just go, okay, bye, see you, instead of just arguing. Because, yeah, it's written all over there. And yeah, fuck you. Fuck it, bye. You know what I mean?
Let's come to my favorite song, Go With The Flow. Oh, incredible ear catcher. And it made me smile again when I saw Peter Stormare. He's also been into Lindemann videos and an old friend of you.
I always send him songs when I write new songs. And he seems to like pain and stuff. So anyhow, when I send Go With The Flow to him, he's like, this is the best song, we should do a video. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So it was not too much to think about, to be honest, you know. And he was in Italy shooting a movie, so I said, okay, let's try to do it around that time, because he had some days off. So we actually did the video in Berlin then, you know.
I have to be honest, my guilty pleasure of TV all the time is a TV show with him and The Prison Break. And I love this TV show. And since I've seen them in him in them, I'm a huge fan of his actors. And when will we see Peter Tegren in a blockbuster movie with the other Peter?
When I learn how to act. I mean, I would love to be in movies and stuff, but I would really love to be prepared then, you know, to have the script and practice, because, yeah, this is a world that I'm not used to, you know. But I'm curious, and I would never say no.
A small detail, you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt in the clip, as opposed to the typical black clothing. Does that perhaps also symbolize your musical diversity, that you are not only at home in death metal, but also in danceable industrial metal?
No, actually, that represented a Fair and Loaded movie. So, I mean, from the beginning, I had an idea how I would like to have the video, but the director said that that's going to be a mess. So he came up with these ideas that we kind of copy a little bit with tongue-in-cheek things from different movies. So the first movie is really about Pulp Fiction, when he blows his brain out, you know, in the back seat kind of thing. So that's the first one. And of course, with the Hawaii shirts, it's Fair and Loaded. And then also you have Taxi Driver in there. The one with the coffin, I have no clue. I think I forgot. We did the best we could, to put some humor in there. And I think that's something we're lacking nowadays. We need more humor, because everybody's, you know, on the edge all the time. And it's good to have something to relax and not think about real life for a while. So that's what I'm also hoping for the new album, that people can turn off reality and just, you know, enjoy it.
True words. You mentioned the song Push the Pusher, and is about you and your growing up, isn't it? Isn't it rather the art of keeping your creative inner child alive in adulthood?
Don't tell me. Tell the other people who's telling me to grow up all the time. Actually, from the beginning, I had this text idea of cancel culture things because it pisses me off a lot. You know, when people gathers together and try to bully people out from something because they don't think the same way.
And you created the clip with artificial intelligence. What was that like for you?
Well, that's not entirely true because it took 2.5 months for two guys to make the paintings first. And the AI, I guess, helped them get it alive or something like that. So, I mean, two guys for 2.5 months and then some help from AI and boom, you have an old 90s feeling, you know, these Japanese cartoons they had in 80s and 90s and whatever. It can be a good tool, this AI, but it can also be a really nightmare if you've seen Terminator. You know, it's really about that, you know, the computer taking over. I think you have to be aware and be scared.
A danger or a chance for the mankind? What do you think?
If AI will suddenly say, oh, I don't like humanity, and I control all the robots sending all over the world, bye-bye. That's what can happen, actually, and it's not so far-fetched. It's not science fiction or anything. It's, I mean, it's more intelligent than us anyhow already, but I don't know if we still can keep it in checkmate, so to speak, you know, or if it started to do its own thing.
A little detail which I liked very much on the new album was your co-working with your son, Sebastian. A kind of family thing. Did working together bring you even closer together?
I think we've been very close all our lives, and we've seen each other more as friends, I think. I could have brought him up on tours when he was 14, but I didn't want to do it as a parent. I waited till he was 18, and then I took him with me for coming home tours, and I even brought him in on Lindemann to play drums live. But I mean, he's so talented, that guy. You know, the first song he wrote with me was actually Soldier of Fortune from End of Disclosure album, and he was 14 years old. Wow. He did half of the song, I did the other half. And he has shitloads of songs at home for his own band that he's working on.
All right. In Germany, we say, der Apfel fällt nicht weit vom Stamm. He shows us his talented sides on Revolution and Don't Wake the Dead. They sounds like you created them.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? I didn't. I swear to God.
Like father, like son.
No, he's very good, and he just needs to be motivated, and then things just fly out of him.
I saw you together with Enziferum in Cologne in the last winter, and was fascinated also by the atmosphere and aura that surrounded you. Do you enjoy live gigs more than ever? Because the last few years have shown me that they can no longer be taken for granted.
Not because of that, but maybe because I get more self-confidence nowadays, and I feel that I sing a little bit better than I'd done before. I mean, I'm a drummer from the beginning. I'm not a singer. I'm not a guitarist at all. I'm a songwriter, you know, and sometimes I write stuff that I can't do perfectly, you know, but I think the vocals has grown a little bit more, and it gives me more self-confidence, and then automatically it means it's easier, you know, to connect with people and things like that on the crowd. And I think the whole band is, you know, we really try to connect with the audience and things, and we're working constantly on new crazy stuff, you know, that adds to the show here and there. I guess we're just developing Pain as a pure live band now. So I really enjoy it. I'm happy how it is.
And I'm really looking forward to see you again in this summer. I think you are on Sweden Rock, Wacken Open Air and Summer Breeze. What else does the year 2024 have in store for Pain?
Plenty of festivals this summer for not having any sleep. But I think in October, we go on this Scandinavian tour in Finland and Norway and Sweden. But Denmark is waiting until after this year. But then we're trying to go to America and play a little bit. Let's see how that goes. And then we go out to with a Halo Effect on a short tour. But we're still constantly looking to go out because, you know, we want to do a proper tour and represent new songs and things like that. So we will be anywhere where we can. That's for sure. We're going to try to play as much as possible.
Pain will be celebrating its 30th anniversary in 2 years. And are you celebrating this in any way?
Oh, I mean, if you look back in the past with Hypocrisy, we could celebrate a lot of things, but we never did. We were actually supposed to do this at Wacken to bring in all old members and things like that because it was 30 years. But then the pandemic came and then it just got really weird. But not really an anniversary kind of person. And I guess Michael isn't either. And so I don't know. We'll see. Now I have a really good manager, Anna, and I'm sure she's going to come up with something. That's for sure. So let's see.
We are looking forward. So one last question. What is your most favorite song at this moment?
I would say Moon Age Daydream with David Bowie still. It's always been up there. There are so many good songs everywhere. I mean, so it's hard to say, but right now that's the one that comes to my mind.
All right. So I will choose something from Soilwork. It's the opener from the 2019 record. It's called Arrival. So Peter, with this Arrival song, I want to thank you very, very much to be on the show, to be on the podcast couch. And
yeah, thank you.
All the best with I Am. It's a pretty cool record. And thank you once again.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And I'll see you around somewhere.
I wish you from the bottom of my heart all the best. And thank you for the interview.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much.
Dear listeners, Peter and I wish you all the best. Take care of you and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.